This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, good evening, and welcome to the latest Goodwill Wrestling. I'm Will, and this is in the middle of my SummerSlam week podcast extravaganza, and tonight I'm joined by two Canadians, my favorite Canadian from wrestling culture, Dave Musgrave, and my third favorite Canadian, Steve Graham.
Who's number two?
Oh, my buddy K-Hawk, man.
Okay.
Genius, yeah. I mean, y'all are the only three Canadians I know, so you're probably my least favorite Canadian that I know, Steve.
Uh-huh.
But you're also my third favorite. So
hey, what about fucking Celine Dion?
I don't know her.
Okay.
John Tanta?
Dude, check this out. 1994, I'm at the Rolling Stones concert, right? Okay? On the East Coast, Lenny Kravitz opens up for him. On the West Coast, Red Hot Chili Peppers open up. Right here in Mid-America, Brian freaking Adams. What the
Lucky
hell is
you.
That? Dude, I could have had Lenny Kravitz or Chili Peppers, and I got Brian freaking Adams, man. And anyway, guys, enough niceties. Tonight, we're going to do a little special game. We did it for WrestleMania as well. We're going to run through all of the SummerSlam cards and we're not going to list every match. We're just going to each pick a match that we would consider to put on our Super SummerSlam card. Here's the rules of the game. What's going to happen is we're going to each pick 10 matches to make the ultimate SummerSlam card. You can only use a title once. You can only use a wrestler once. Okay, so once you use the Intercontinental title, you can't have it defended again on the show. I know the Place to Be guys, they like to make only one match per show, but I don't like that rule. I think if there are two or three matches from a show that could go on your card, then you should be able to put those on there. And for the sake of simplicity, one world title. You can't have a WC title and a WWF. You can't have the ECW title. You can't have the big gold belt and the WWE belt, you know, both competing against each other. Nope, it's one world title, and that's it. And so, guys, let's start off. SummerSlam 1988. Right now, the only match I would even consider just for historical value, nothing in terms of good quality matches. The only one I would consider would be Ultimate Warrior versus Honky Tonk Man and for the Intercontinental title. I don't know if it'll make the cut because SummerSlam has a lot of Intercontinental title matches that are really good, but that is a really memorable moment. Steven, what would you think about adding from this show?
Okay, so I recently rewatched almost everything from SummerSlam for a different project. And this match, you're going to hate this, but this match was really awesome. It was the Demolition Heart Foundation match. And I think the problem with the match is the announcers completely miss everything. Like, there's a point where Mr. Fuji uses the cane, and they break it over Bret Hart's shoulder. And the announcers don't even notice it or talk about it. There's points where Demolition, because they have Jimmy Hart in their corner, are stealing Hart Foundation moves. The announcers miss it. So the announcers just completely miss everything from the match. But if you're noticing those little things, it's actually a really great match, and I definitely consider it. Sorry,
oh.
Will.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I mean, hey, some people like shitty wrestling. I can't help that. Dave, anything else that you would consider?
I actually think it worked as a really good opener. And just to get, you know, the British Bulldogs on the show, I think having the Bulldogs versus the Rougeaus would be a great one to bring forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. You know, I know on some of the shows I've done earlier this week, people kind of criticize that match as not being up to snuff, as being kind of a letdown. But, you know, I mean, there's two Canadians and two guys who worked in Stampede. I knew a Canadian was going to pick that match. One of you two got to pick it. So
I want to like that match so much. I just, there's something about it that seems off.
But you know, and just Steven, just so you know, if Demolition versus the Hearts ends up on your card, that is the tag title match. So.
And my Bret Hart match.
And the Bret Hart match. That's
a hard pick.
That is a very hart one.
And the only Demolition versus Hart Foundation match you can pick out of the two.
It's way better than the other one.
Than the 2 out of 3 falls?
Oh, yeah. Like 2 million times better.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Everyone else was claiming the 2 out of 3 falls was the good match.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about.
All right. Let's move on to 89. On this one, I don't know. This is really hard for me because I'm tempted to use my Bret Hart match for that Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart Hart Foundation match versus the Brainbusters, Arn and Tully. Really a good match. And then you have another hot Intercontinental title match, Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude. Rude always got the best out of Warrior. And I'm also considering Rick Martel and the Rougeaus versus Tito Santana and the Rockers. Dave, is there any other match that you would consider besides those three? And what do you think of those matches I just mentioned?
I think they're good picks. I would go with Warrior and Rude. I think it's probably the best match. Well, no, I think it would be too much to say it's the best match either guy hadn't done them yet. But it's a really good Intercontinental title match, and certainly probably Warrior's best match to that point. And, it should be on there. Really set the tone for SummerSlam. And I'd also put on Dusty Rhodes versus Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, you're killing me. You're killing me. Oh, God. I mean, hey, you want to get Dusty on there? You're going to get Dusty on there. What about
you? You know what? I'm actually just going to really get rid of Dusty versus Honky. And just to be a real shit, I'm going with Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake versus Randy Savage and Zeus. Get Zeus on there and get rid of my Hogan pick.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me.
So that's what I'm doing.
Ugh. All right, Steven, what do you got here, man?
All those matches you mentioned, Will, are great.
Thank you.
Because this is a really strong show. The other one I'd consider, it's not a great match, but it's a heck of a lot of fun because it's a lot of fat contained in one match, where it's Andre, Akeem, and the Big Boss Man versus Demolition and Jim Duggan with face paint.
Oh, man.
It's not a great match, but it's a hell of a lot of fun.
I know you like your big dudes. That might be the main event of your big dude SummerSlam.
That would explain his participating in this podcast.
That's it. Let's go on, man.
Yeah, that's actually the cover of my podcast. It's seen from that match. So.
Anyway, man, 1989 Andre is just it's making me sad. All right, 1990, man, I don't know if there's anything from this show that would make my card. Honestly, the only thing I can consider was Warrior versus Rude, but that's a WWF title match and a cage match, and I figure I'll probably have another cage match or two on my card, you know, and that's the only one I'd even consider. I mean, there's nothing else on this card. Maybe Hogan versus Earthquake. But
yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That's fun, but, you know, do I want to give up my Hogan match for the Earthquake match? I might, because that was a really hot angle, you know, after Earthquake squashed Hogan. So, I don't know. What do you think, Steve? Anything else catch your eye on this card?
Yeah, the only other thing from this show that I wrote down was the opener with the Rockers versus Power and Glory. It's short, but they do a cool thing where they take Sean out early, and it's like a handicap match, and it's a lot of fun to start the show.
I think the only thing there is that then you're giving up your Shawn Michaels match. And
that's a shame.
That might hurt you down the line. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I'd go with Hart Foundation versus Demolition from this show.
Okay.
Love that match. I actually am one of the probably bigger fans there is of the IC title match on this show with Perfect versus Von Erich, but I already went with Warrior versus Rude.
Well, you don't have to lock in that pick. Right now, you're just kind of listing matches you would consider.
Okay, so, well, I would consider that match as well.
Okay,
and I would consider that opener. So.
Yeah. Don't worry about locking in your matches right away because you know, some people might, you know, be finished after 97, and then the rest of the podcast were like, okay, no, nothing, you know.
I'm getting used to your wild freestyle Texas tornado-like rules, bro.
So. Yeah, that's what it is. Right there. All right, moving on. SummerSlam 91. When we did the best SummerSlam of all time, this made it to the second round, but it didn't make best SummerSlam of all time. But, man, there's a lot of good stuff on here, at least memorable stuff. You got that hot opener, Davey Boy, Ricky Steamboat, and Kerry versus Power and Glory and the Warlord. You got Brett versus Perfect for the Intercontinental title. You've got Bossman versus Mountie and the Jailhouse match with all that extracurricular activity. Virgil versus DiBiase for that $1 million belt. And then that's it, man. There's no way I'm picking that Colonel Mustafa handicap match. There's no way. No way at all. What about you, Dave?
I'd stay far away from that horrible main event. And by that, I mean the wedding. But
what? You're not going to include the wedding, Randy Savage and Elizabeth?
No, I'm not, actually.
What about the reception afterwards? Can we put that on the show?
That is something I would like to have in there.
So you're going to have a reception but no wedding?
Yeah, why not?
Oh. Exactly. the reception had snakes.
Those must be Canadian matrimony rules or something. Steven, I already know. You're thinking of that Earthquake and Typhoon versus the Bushwhackers.
Making a fat card, then yeah. The other thing, the LOD Nasty Boys tag, I remember really enjoying. It's not something I went back and watched, but I remember it being a lot of fun. I don't think it would make it, but
yeah, and that's a tag title match too, so you got to keep that in mind. So let's move on tonight. Oh, sorry,
but you really got to consider Brett versus Perfect in that show too.
Well, yeah, that's a great match too. For
sure. All right, so let's go to 92. 92 happened in my buddy Parv's backyard there in England. 80,000 plus or 78,000 plus or something, I don't know. And this one, you got Shawn Michaels and Rick Martel. Sherry Martel just going crazy in the corner. You got Ultimate Warrior versus Randy Savage for the world title. And for the Intercontinental title, Davey Boy versus Bret Hart. Really solid, super main event. So everything else I think on this card is garbage, but, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Steve?
There's some good fat guys, but nothing as for good matches. It's really neat to see Crush versus Repo Man as like Devolution versus Devolution, but in weirder characters. But it's not a great match, so nothing really else. If you're making a legit card,
right,
not going to take anything.
Yeah. What about you there, Dave?
I would probably I'd want to give some consideration to just about nothing now that I look at it, really. Oh, Bulldog versus Brett. That's got to go on there. That, and I might want to get my nails fixed with Nails versus Virgil.
Oh, no. What the hell are you thinking? Trying to make the worst SummerSlam card of all time here? Oh, my goodness.
Well, Nails did choke pretty bad on that one. So.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right, guys, we're breezing along here. We got 1993. Oh, man, my family is going crazy in the background here. But 93, we got the Steiners making their SummerSlam debut against the Heavenly Bodies, who are also kind of debuting on this show. I really think I'd consider that one of my favorite SummerSlam matches, Bret Hart versus Doink, and followed up by Bret Hart versus Jerry Lawler. And I'm going to consider that one big angle slash match. So that Bret Hart can wrestle Doink and Jerry Lawler, since it, you know, kind of bleeds in together. And the only other thing I'd consider from the show is that Smoking Guns and Tatanka versus Bam Bam Bigelow and the Head Shrinkers. What about you, Steve?
I think you hit the highlights there. I really love that Bret Hart segment, from Jerry Lawler coming out on the crutches. I originally saw this show. It's one of the first pay-per-views I saw. I guess one of my mom's friends had it, so I got a copy of the tape, but there was no sound. So, like, remember getting so psyched for this match, and then Jerry Lawler comes out on crutches, and I don't know what he's saying, and all of a sudden it's first doink, and it was very chaotic, and it's awesome. So anyone hasn't seen that in years should check it out. Maybe put the sound on, though.
I like it, man. I think it's a blast all the way through. Now, Dave, the other night, Parv was kind of making an argument that the Steiners were a great tag team. Where do you fall on the Steiners debate? You know, just kind of a
big fan.
Why are you a big fan of the Steiners?
Because they had big spots.
And, okay. Hey, at least you're honest, man. At least you're honest. Oh, God. Anything else that Parv and I missed that you consider? What about Lex Luger and Yokozuna, man?
I might name that my fat card, but...
I mean, you could only really pick that if you were really trying to mess with the rest of the show and just have fun with you guys. And I've done enough of that already.
I was almost thinking you were guaranteed to pick that Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez rest in peace match.
Yeah. Is that the worst or second worst Undertaker Giant Gonzalez match from that year?
I think this one's better. At least it's got a finish.
I haven't been a completist on that feud. Although I do always get a kick out of how it really, you know, ruins the whole argument of the streak. But I haven't watched this show probably since it actually originally happened, and I'd like to revisit that Tatanka and Smoking Guns versus Bigelow and Head Shrinkers match. And I think just for that, just for it being an interesting card filler, I think that would be a good one to throw on there.
Yeah, I might throw that on there for diversity's sake, but I haven't. Yeah. You know, decided if I put it on there.
It does strangely keep you from picking, like, New Age Outlaws versus Kane and Undertaker. Undertaker and Mankind years later.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And
really handicaps you there.
And I'm echoing through one of your speakers, so.
Probably me.
Okay, just let that be known. Now we go move on to SummerSlam 94. And the only match I would consider is the Razor versus Diesel Intercontinental title, but I don't think that it's a strong enough Intercontinental title match with all the other great Intercontinental title matches. And there's nothing else on this card I'd pick. And especially, well, hell, I got two Canadians on the line. Especially that Bret Hart-Owen Hart cage match. I'm not wasting my world title match on that match. And I don't want that cage match on the show to kill the good vibes that I'm going for. Dave, fan or not a fan of that match?
Big fan of that match, actually.
Okay, you got to defend it because nobody has defended that match yet.
I think it's probably like WWE's old cage matches with the escape the cage rules were generally pretty sucky, but I thought Owen
32 minutes.
Well. It was 32 lovely minutes, so.
No, it wasn't. That was the problem. It was boring, man. It was, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I think that there were moments of brilliance in the match, but only moments. Like, I don't think as a cohesive whole that it was a great match. I don't know. Where do you fall, Steven? I mean, you're a Canadian, so I know there's a little bias there.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great match, but I think it's a good match because it kind of, it takes the rules of a steel cage. Like, WWF steel cage matches generally don't make too much sense, like, the way they work them. And this was working the match to the rules, like, to the extreme. Like, they're constantly trying to escape. And if that's the rules of the match, it makes complete sense. So I have no problem with it.
Okay.
It obviously is not a great match because the stupid rules are so awful.
Right.
But they did the best following the rules of any WWF cage match ever, generally.
Okay.
Do we look at Alundra Blaze versus Bull Nakano from this match?
See, here's my problem is that, in general, one, I'm not really a big fan of, like, women's Japanese wrestling in general. That's just my preference.
Even in general for you?
Yeah. But also, their matches in the States really weren't as good as, like, matches that, Nakano was having in Japan, so I'm not gonna put it on there, you know?
Yeah.
Might be interesting as curiosity, but.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put it on as a women's match and nobody would blink an eye, you know? But, let's move on. Next year, SummerSlam 95. Man, this is slim pickings right here, man. This is, maybe if you like that Hakushi 1-2-3 kid kind of spot fest vibe going, and then the IC ladder match between Shawn and Razor. That's it. Nothing else is.
When you were saying the word maybe, I was worried you were saying Mabel.
Oh yeah, definitely not. Yeah, no Diesel versus Mabel for the world title. But I mean that ladder match is one of the best matches in company history. But I don't know if I really want that on my card, you know, if I want that to be my Shawn match. I think I have to have it on there. I think it has to be my Intercontinental title match. I don't think I can leave it off. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I think this match is actually Shawn's best match in the WWF, and probably top four or five WWF SummerSlam matches ever. So it's a strong contender. You know, there is other great IC title matches, so you might want to move some things around, but it's up there. I enjoy the Barry Horowitz skip match, too, for the story, and it's a pretty fun match, too.
So. Yeah, that's gotten some props. What about you, Dave?
I'd want to go with Hakushi versus 1-2-3 Kid for this.
Okay.
I can't, Dave. There's an IC, there's a X-Pac match later that I need it for.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, and I think I know which one, and it's not against Road Dogg, so.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, 1996.
Well, are you live at SummerSlam right now? Because that's what it sounds like.
It's my kids in the background, man. The little bastards.
Oh, loud.
That's what the, man, that's my whole family's loud. Like it's just like I created like loud kids. No.
Shocking. Complete shock.
Yeah. All of them are loud. Just, and it never lets up. Like, even when we're sleeping, we're loud, you know. We talk in our sleep. I snore, you know. My little one, my 2-year-old's farting all the time. It's noise. Nonstop. Come on, Dave. You're putting me on echo.
I just turned it off and said okay, and then realized you didn't hear okay. So
okay. So anyway, SummerSlam 96, you got Mankind and Undertaker in a boiler room brawl, and I don't think you can use that world title match for HBK versus Vader, and nothing else on this show would even be in consideration for me. What about you, Dave?
I like Lawler versus Roberts from this. Am I right? Was that not on this show?
It was on the show, yeah.
Yeah, I got a kick out of Lawler.
Like, really? Lawler versus Jake? That would... Oh, my God.
I'll go with Mankind and Undertaker.
You don't have to pick any of them. I don't think anything from this show is going to make my final list, that's for sure.
That being said, I do like Owen Hart, Savio Vega. I think it's a really fun opener.
It's fun. It's fun, you know, but Owen's had better matches. And, you know, I think the thing that hurts that match is I know he's had decent matches with Austin and Mero. I just never really liked Savio Vega in WWF, you know. I prefer him in Puerto Rico, and I liked him as TNT.
Yeah, fair point.
Are we allowed to include Austin versus Yokozuna from this?
You could, but, I mean,
you lose your Austin match, but you do get the Yoko breaking the ring ropes.
So. Okay, yeah.
But then it would have to go on last, or they'd have to fix the ring. So.
Dude, it went on first.
I know. That's true.
It doesn't have to go on last. That could be
1 minute and 52 seconds, according to...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to put it as my opener but then I'm going to erase it from history like they did with the Rockers versus the Hart Foundation, so then I still get to use Austin again.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, man. My Texas tornado rules do not allow for that to happen, Dave.
It's wild and crazy, though.
Oh, man. That's Canadian crazy right there. Something that's not really crazy, but Canadians get all excited for. Anyway, all right. Now, SummerSlam 97. Shout out to Johnny Sarrow. This is one of his favorite cards. He really wanted to push this one to the top of the heap. I mean, here's the thing. That Mankind Hunter Hearst Helmsley cage match is really fun. I really like that match. I want to rewatch Goldust versus Pillman, but it's a short match. Austin versus Owen Hart for the Intercontinental title match was shaping up to be a really great match until the bad ending. And then Hart versus Undertaker, super memorable match. I can't make it my world title match. What about you, Dave?
Pardon me while I get myself off mute there. I would go with Los Barriquas versus the Disciples of Apocalypse, but then I lose my Hart Foundation versus Demolition from SummerSlam 90.
Oh my God! Actually, was one of the DOA Brian Lee?
Yes, so then you also can't use Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Yeah. my God. Hard decisions, man. Hard decisions.
I think Mankind and Triple H might be a great match to go with.
I think I'm putting it on my card for sure. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, the matches you mentioned, they all have potential, but I think picking 10 matches, they won't make the cut. I do love all the storylines going on at this time. I think the Hart Foundation Canada versus US is my favorite storyline of all time. So it would be nice to have something from here, but, I wouldn't be making the best card ever if I picked something from here, I think.
Okay. 98. We voted it best SummerSlam of all time.
You're wrong.
Okay. Okay. Well, Steve, talk about 98.
Like, it's an all right show. I think the Undertaker Austin match kind of falls apart when Austin gets his concussion. I do like the Lion's Den match. X-Pac Jeff Jarrett's pretty good, so that's potential. But it's not like up and down. There's a lot of fluff and a lot of like not very good.
I thought everything was fun. I mean, I thought
everything's all right, but
D'Lo versus Val Venus started the show off hot. The Oddities versus Kind Tai is a pretty garbage match.
Yeah,
but it's fun. But
if you go with that though, you lose Hogan versus Earthquake.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. But like, where's your all-time great match on this show?
Well, people would argue Rock versus Triple H in the ladder match.
Well, it's good, but it's not
I'm just telling you what people would argue, and we made the consideration. We considered it on how we felt about the show at the time, as well as like rewatching it. You know what I mean?
I thought the world title match was quite good.
Nah, Steven's saying no way, man.
Yeah, it falls apart. Completely falls apart. But the storyline's great, like, and the crowd is insane, so I can see why you could be tricked into thinking it's good.
Damn, he just said you were easily fooled, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. We're rolling through these cards, guys. SummerSlam 99. Yeah. Nothing. I'm not picking anything from this show. Nothing. Not one match. Not Test and Shane McMahon. Not Rock versus Billy Gunn in the Kiss My Ass match. I'm picking nothing from this show. Zero zilch. What about you, Dave?
I think Test and Shane is what the only one I can consider.
Steve?
Yeah, I guess that's the only one you could consider. I guess I didn't watch Al Snow Big Boss Man, and I don't know if that's any good or not. But
it's garbage.
Yeah, this was a garbage Vince Russo show. He ruined 1999 WWF, and we can just move on.
All right, yeah. You had about as much vitriol that I've ever heard from a Canadian. like that was like that was like really angry for a Canadian.
Yeah, you should watch some of the election stuff we have going on right now.
Did they forget to say
thank you?
Oh, we have a pretty corrupt government at the moment. let's not get into this. I'll be ranting all night.
Oh man, maybe after the show. Anyway, all right, 2000. This was a hot year, but man, you know what? This card does not hold up, man. Like I can't stand that Steve Blackman versus Shane McMahon.
No.
Stuntman garbage. I liked when it happened. I actually liked X-Pac versus Road Dogg. I thought it was a really fun sprint. There's no way I'm putting Benoit and Jericho. Benoit's eliminated from consideration for me. I got to go TLC here, man. All about the TLC match.
Dave? Yeah, that's... Oh, go ahead.
Either one.
That would be one of the better considerations. I don't think I'd go after that mixed tag match for the IC title. And I think that's just about it. X-Pac and Road Dogg, I think, is consideration. So.
and that's really only if you want some filler. The thing about the TLC, though, is that when Jeff Hardy and Edge become main eventers, like, you kind of miss out on any of their main event run, you know? So that's something to worry about. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
So, the TLC is the best thing on this show. This show does not hold up, as Will said. I don't know. There's a friggin' another Undertaker Kane match on there. So.
Oh my god. No. Oh, trust me. When y'all hear the Mr. SummerSlam show, Undertaker might be Mr. Worst SummerSlam of all time guy. Like, it is match after match of complete dog shit. And it doesn't let up. It's like garbage. It's like one or two good matches out of like 20. Just absolutely horrendous. Just an embarrassment in every sense of the word. All right. Anyway, let's keep going. 2000 and what are we on? 2001?
Yeah.
All right. 2001 SummerSlam. We were talking about this there night. I really liked Edge versus Lance Storm for the Intercontinental title. I don't think I can use that as my Intercontinental title match, but I liked it. I liked X-Pac Tajiri, real short match, but I liked it. Light heavyweight title match. I really liked RVD versus Jeff Hardy in that hardcore title match. And, of course, you have Kurt Angle versus Steve Austin. Man, I could see... you know, any of those matches ending up on my card. What about you, Steven?
Yeah, X-Pac Tajiri is easily going to be on the show for me somewhere.
Really?
Two of my favorite wrestlers ever. They're given 7.5 minutes. They have a fun sprint. I think it's a perfect opener for a show. And it's two of my favorite wrestlers ever, so got to put them on there. For other things, I think the Kurt Angle-Austin match is Kurt Angle's best match ever. So, but you burn a world title match. So
exactly.
Yeah, so it's tricky.
Bad ending.
It does have the bad ending. So you need something else as your main event, maybe the Mega Bucks or something. Edge and Lance Storm is also really good, as you stated. I can't remember anything else from the show that really jumped out. So.
Well, there's always Undertaker and Kane squashing DDP and Canyon.
Ugh, in a cage, too.
Yeah.
You can do an all-cage, like, TNA show.
Yeah, really, really. So, I don't know what you call it. I'm sure Dave could come up with a creative name. What about this show, 2001, Dave?
RVD, I really like the show. RVD versus Jeff Hardy is the one that I think you'd bring forward. Edge versus Lance Storm was cool, but again, you're losing the IC title match. And again, X-Pac versus Tajiri is always good, but it's about whether or not you want to sacrifice that Hakushi X-Pac match. So,
ooh, decisions. All right, 2000.
Now, Okay, yeah, and Kurt Angle versus Austin is for the WWF title, so you earn your title match. So.
Yeah, and that's a really good match, so it's kind of hard for me. For me, SummerSlam 2002 is kind of a weird show, in that I don't remember anything except for the first match and the last two matches. I don't remember anything in between. I remember the first match and the last two matches, and I think Kurt Angle versus Rey Mysterio is a lock for my show. And Brock versus Rock would not be a bad main event, and there's no way in hell Triple H versus Shawn Michaels is going on my card.
No, it's garbage.
Dave?
Edge versus Eddie Guerrero is a consideration as well, plus all the ones you mentioned. I think Angle versus Mysterio is quite a lock. So, I actually might have an all-opener SummerSlam.
That's insane, man. You probably could make something decent up with it, especially if you use that Austin Yokozuna as the opener of that year. God. All right, Steve.
Yeah, Angle Mysterio, a great match. And if I don't go with Austin Angle, then that will be on there. And yeah, the Michaels Triple H match is garbage. And the rest of it's an okay show. I like the main event, but I don't think I can burn my Brock Lesnar match or my title match with that.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, 2003, speaking of Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar in a world title match. I mean, it's right there, you know, if you want to do it. I know some people, you got to listen to the Best SummerSlam of All Time show, where Johnny Sorrow defends the booking of Goldberg in WWE. Oh,
man. I can't wait to hear that. That's insane.
Oh, he wasn't booked that bad. He was a monster before Triple H killed him with a sledgehammer. Which makes it fucking even worse, man. Yeah. Shit. Steven, what about this card?
Yeah, nothing from this. I can't even... Nothing. What would I take forward?
I don't know. What's your thoughts on Brock Angle?
I turned it off halfway through because it sucked.
Wow. So,
I couldn't finish the match. It was just... It was bad. Outside of that, I didn't watch the Benoit four-way, but I'm sure it's all right if you want that kind of stuff. And maybe Shane McMahon, Eric Bischoff, if you want some comedy. I don't know. I don't want any of this garbage.
Dave, do you want any of this garbage?
No, I think I'll pass on this year.
Even Angle Brock?
RVD?
Angle Brock might be worth consideration. Shane McMahon, Eric Bischoff might be considered.
No!
No, I wouldn't consider that at all. Yeah. If you're wanting interesting names, that's about it.
Okay, so, all right, let's go 2004. Man, this is another kind of a bad year. The only match I could even, like, mention would be Angle versus Eddie. That's it. Nothing else on this. I mean, you got Benoit in a match, so that's going to eliminate the title match because there's no way I'm putting Benoit on my card.
J-Bit. Steven, weren't you also there?
Yeah, this was the only pay-per-view I've ever seen live.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me about the live experience for this one, Steve.
It was weird. One of the reasons people don't know this, but the JBL Undertaker match was shit on by the crowd because at some point a fan ran across the limo and he fell through the roof because it was gimmicked. So everyone kind of gave up on the match because they knew at some point JBL was going to go through the roof. So everything before that, people were just shitting on.
That is crazy. Are you serious?
Yeah. That happened. And for some reason, Edge got booed out of the building when he came out, and I still don't remember why. But that's all I remember from the show.
That's nuts. A lot of Canadians on this show, too, man. Jericho, Benoit.
The trios matched at the beginning with the Dudleys versus London, Kidman, and Mysterio being a lot of fun.
That goes on my all opener card for sure.
Oh, look at you. Okay. Let's move on. Dave, what do you think?
Maybe just to really rib Triple H, I put on his Eugene match to get rid of him.
Oh, shit. God. Okay.
But that opener would probably be my biggest pick from this. I did like, say, the IC title match with Edge against Jericho and Batista was a lot of fun, but again, you're not going to use your IC title match on that. Kane and Matt Hardy was actually fun.
Yeah, but that's like saying Kane had more than a mediocre match. You know what I mean? It's like even a good Kane match is not like a great match ever. So there's no way. Kane will not be on my card at all in any capacity. Moving on, 2005. This is what we kind of said on the best of SummerSlam shows, that 2005 is weird in that every match that happens, there's a better match up between the participants somewhere else, you know, except for the main event. And, but I mean, Ray versus Eddie, you can get both of those guys. You don't lose a title, and it plays into one of the most popular angles of all time when, Eddie was trying to steal Ray's family. You know, that was great, ratings for that, whole drama. And then Hogan versus Shawn Michaels. I mean, there's no belt at stake. You can get Shawn Michaels on the card. You get Hulk Hogan on the card. And you can kind of watch Shawn bounce around for Hogan for 20 minutes. So, I don't know. What do you got here, Dave?
Hogan and Michaels was really good. And because of how it would fit onto this pretend card we're making, I would definitely pick it.
So, the U.S. title match between Benoit and Jordan in 25 seconds, definitely on your all-opener card?
Yeah, that, and I also find it fascinating to look back and realize that Kurt Angle defeated Eugene, who was accompanied by Christy Hemme.
Okay, that's weird. All right, Steve.
Yeah. This is a show I've never seen in full, actually. But I did watch the Cena-Jericho match, which was pretty good, but there's no way you can justify putting that on there. I did really like Ray vs. Eddie. It's a great story. It's a great feel-good moment at the end. So it has potential, but then you're wasting your Ray match, so that's difficult. I've never seen Hogan vs. Michaels, and I don't think I ever will.
So. Okay, then. Like you never will?
Well, I don't see a situation where I would sit down and be like, you know what? I want to watch Shawn Michaels be an unprofessional dick for 20 minutes. I don't think I ever have that in me.
I don't know, man. I think it's a lock for my card, to be honest with you. Okay.
I might have to really pimp Mysterio and Eddie from this as well.
I like that match, man. I mean, I like that whole feud, even all the stupid garbage that goes along with it and the bad acting by the kids. I really like that feud. SummerSlam 2006, there's only one match for me to even consider. Flair versus Foley in their I Quit match. Nothing else on this card is going to make it, in my view. What do you think, Steve?
I like that match a lot. I don't know. I think I can get it in there because I'm not going to use Foley or Flair anywhere else. So that might be a lock. We'll see. I think the Big Show Sabu match is really good for what it is.
Well, why did you like it?
The Big Show Sabu one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's Sabu trying all of his Sabu tricks to try to take down a monster who just crushes him. It's a fun story.
Okay.
But if the ECW counts as a world title, then there's no way in hell I can get it on there.
Got it. What about you, Dave?
I think Flair versus Foley is definitely the one that comes forward from this, no questions asked. Yeah, I think that's the only one that really has to be on there. And again, you know, Big Show Sabu might be a curiosity, but it depends on your world title rules. And when you're narrowing it down to 10, that's one that's going to go by the wayside.
Yeah.
I don't think Chavo Guerrero and Rey Mysterio needs to be on my all-opener show.
So. Well, that's probably the best opener yet. But it's not even that like the greatest match between the two, but... You've picked some really shitty openers, bro. I'm just going to throw that out there. So, you've had some fun ones, too, but, I mean, You've had some bad ones. All right. Anyway, let's move on. SummerSlam, what year are we on, guys?
2007.
Okay, there's another Ray Chavo match. Again, see, I like the match from Great American Bash 2004 the best between those two. To me, that's their best match by far, you know. Everything else, no. Like, I like Cena on the show, but not with this match, not against Orton. And the Morrison Punk match was like their most disappointing match because their best matches were on TV. Steven?
That dark match between Kaden Murdoch versus Kendrick in London, I haven't seen it, but that has potential to be the best thing on the show.
it might be.
I don't know. I wonder how Finley did trying to carry Kane in the opener. But I haven't seen it, so I don't remember. Nothing else.
Yeah.
It's not a good show.
Yeah,
it's not Dave, a good show at all.
Dave?
This looks like a really bad show. I think I must have skipped it at the time.
Okay.
I mean, it's interesting for Umaga to be IC champion, but that's about where it ends. Again, you know, the best looking match from this card is a dark match. So if I would, right. If I had to pick a dark match, I would probably go with that one, just to have a dark match on the show. Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, sure.
I just made that rule, Texas Tornado.
There you go. Dark match is now in effect. SummerSlam 2008. I kind of like that main event as a match because you got Undertaker on the show, you get Edge on the show, but you'd have to give up the TLC, and it's a Hell in a Cell match, but it's not a title match, so... That's a pretty good match, man. I thought Undertaker always got the best of Edge, so I could see that match. I can't see anything else on here. What about you, Dave?
That match is a possibility.
I mean, you can't put Triple H and Kali. You can't put CM Punk versus, you can't put CM Punk versus JBL or Matt Hardy versus
Mark
Henry.
What about Cena Batista?
That's really good. That's a really good match.
They did. I just don't know if that's going to be my Cena match. I think Cena's another match I'm going to use. So.
And I don't like the Hell in a Cell match. So
really?
It won't make it. No, it's a lot of prop building.
There's Canadian...
Yeah, but it's Edge. He doesn't count.
He's as Canadian as they get, man. He's your guy.
Ugh.
All right.
That's a shame.
Anything y'all want to say about this show?
It's not a good show.
Dave?
Yeah, there's a couple year slump here for sure.
Okay. Let's go on. 2009. We're rolling. Now, this one should make your opener, especially since you're not using Ray Chavo. Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. Oh, but you already got Ray versus Angle in your opener show.
And you lose the IC title for it.
That's true. I didn't even think that. I didn't even consider that. Everything else, man, I couldn't put. Maybe Punk versus Hardy, but that's not going to be my ladder match, and that's not going to be my world title match. So, yeah, I think Christian versus William Regal in 8 seconds? What kind of travesty is that shit?
They had such a great feud, too, on TV.
Yeah. No, I know. Ugh. I know. So,
shame. What about Kane versus Kali? Well?
No. Save that shit for your dog shit. Fucking, horrible match card. And, you know, no. Anyway, Dave?
If you wanted to get rid of Triple H and Michaels, you could use their legacy match here again, just to screw with Triple H because he is worrying about this. So.
One thing I gotta say, there's another great ladder, like a really good ladder match on this with the Punk Hardy, and SummerSlam has just so many good ladder matches on it.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like,
and Intercontinental title matches.
Yeah, generally those for the IC title too. So, but yeah, this card doesn't have very much. But Ray Dolph is really, really good. But then you're wasting your Ray and your IC title, so it's a little difficult.
I remember being pissed off because I got this show on an illegal stream, and I felt like I just felt like it should have been better than it was.
Yeah,
and that brawl between DX and the Legacy just went on way too long. Yeah. Way too long. Okay. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Dave, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. SummerSlam 2010. Steve, were you on the show where we reviewed this show?
No,
you're on another one? All right. There's nothing on this show that would make my list. Nothing. There's absolutely horrible booking on this show, bad matchups. This is a one-match show with that big elimination match, but there's no way I'm using that as a match, you know?
So. It does have the greatest match of all time between Melina versus Alicia Fox.
Oh, man, that was, who's that, Cameron, who said that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dave, what's your thoughts on this show?
In terms of whether I like the show, I did like that elimination match at the end.
Even with the garbage of John Cena no selling the DDT, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know me. I guess. just in terms of the formula, the terms of the formula for how we're doing, you know, putting together a card, you know, it's yet again, it seems to 2006 through at least 2010 is a pretty big slump, and looking ahead, that might continue. So.
Yeah, well, no, hold on. 2011 was hot, man. 2011, the main event was hurt by the fact that Punk came in too soon. Okay, he came back too soon from the huge upset at Money in the Bank, but it's still a great match. I could easily put this as my WWF title match. Would not blink an eye. I'd have no problem doing
that. I could see that. And actually, Orton versus Christian was good as well.
It was a great world title match. Great match. No problem putting that one on whatsoever. And Mark Henry versus Sheamus was super fun. And that opener was fun. The Ray Kofi Morrison versus Alberto Miz Truth opener. So, I mean, dude, there's options here for 11. I don't know because of the title limit if anything makes it out. Henry Sheamus, I think, has the best shot of making it out because there's no belt at stake. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I love that Henry Sheamus match, especially the finish with the count out. I think it's awesome, and I'm definitely considering it. Those two title matches are both really, really good matches, too. But they're both title matches, and they're both with guys who have had other really good matches. So it's going to be complicated, but
That's what she said. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, anything else to add before we move on?
Nope.
All right, man. Short and succinct. Like it. All right. SummerSlam 2012. All right. Now, this is all right, man. I mean, you have Sheamus versus Alberto Del Rio. That got a lot of play. And that's it. But that's a world title match, so it's not going to make the cut. It's done. Dave.
There's not a whole lot here. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to use Truth and Kofi against the Primetime Players as a tag title match.
Why not?
Was Jericho versus Ziggler any good?
I don't even remember that match.
It was all right.
Was it? Well, yeah. I remember Ziggler versus Renee being better.
Breaking up bad.
Oh, sorry. I said I remember Ziggler versus Ray being better.
Yeah, it's way better. Yeah, Ziggler versus Ray.
Dave, do I sound better now? Hello? Oh, that's on Dave's end. Steve, you're still there?
Yeah.
All right.
This show has no chance of anything making it.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's see. Dave, are you back with us? Dave Musgrave. Man, he's in and out. Well, we're almost through, so let's just keep moving on.
Oh, yeah, he's reconnecting. Okay.
Yeah. So let's do this. SummerSlam 2013. This is in contention. This was my number one, Steven. Okay?
You're a smart man.
But I put 98 as number two. Me, Johnny, and Pete all had a different show for number one.
Oh.
Okay?
Interesting.
But nobody had 98 lower than number two.
Hmm.
And that's what ended up happening there.
Okay.
Okay. And so that's why 98 won the tiebreaker, you know, because...
A technicality.
It was a technicality. Exactly. Here you got strong matches. Del Rio Christian, but it's a title match. Daniel Bryan versus John Cena. Great match, but a title match. And then, you know, something that's not a title match, which is a lock for my card, Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk in the No DQ. So while I try and get Dave back on this thing, why don't you talk about this card?
Yeah, this is the best SummerSlam of all time. You have Daniel Bryan versus John Cena for the world title is the best match in SummerSlam history. It is.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Well, I'll get to you in a minute, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, Cena versus Bryan is the best match in SummerSlam history. It is just a great, epic, and the epitome of the WWE title match style. And I think Brock Lesnar, CM Punk is the second best or third best SummerSlam match of all time. So you have both those on the same show. Plus, Alberto versus Christian is a top 20. So this show is loaded. Plus, the rest of the stuff is fun. But these three matches...
Well, hold on. It does by far have one of the worst SummerSlam matches of all time with the Ring of Fire Bray Wyatt match.
Yeah, but it has three of the best.
It started off really, really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And I actually flipped. I actually thought Brock Lesnar, CM Punk was better than Cena, Bryan. But to me, it would be like by a sliver. The only thing that left a bad taste in my mouth was Daniel Bryan losing to Orton in that Money in the Bank cash-in.
True story, I turned off the pay-per-view before that happened. So I went to bed thinking Daniel Bryan was the champion, and then the next morning I found out that Randy Orton actually won.
So Dave, before you broke up there, we were talking about
SummerSlam
2012.
You guys started sounding like electrocuted gold dust there on me, so I had to duck out.
Okay.
SummerSlam 2012... let me go back to it here. You know, you might go with Brock and Triple H. That might be something that's interesting to get those two guys on there.
No.
No, but that's, you know what? I actually haven't seen this show now that I look back at it. So.
You didn't miss anything. What about 2013?
If you're just one other thing, if you're going to go with a dark match to throw on there, Cesaro versus Santino is pretty good.
There you go. All right. Yeah, Cesaro is so awesome. Too bad he didn't have a longer run to where he like kind of fit a legitimate Cesaro match on. What about 2013, which me and Steven consider the best SummerSlam of all time?
Yeah, you're definitely going to – I'll call it now that I think Daniel Bryan versus John Cena would be my title match. And Lesnar and Punk would be great to throw on there, too.
Wow. Yeah, I'm with you, man. And let's move on, guys, to 2014. This one is hard, man. Like, was this Wyatt-Jericho match the shitty one or the good one?
I think it was shitty.
Okay. I don't remember. Like, I love the Rusev match, the flag match with Swagger. I'm not going to make Ziggler and Miz my IC match. There's no way in hell. I love this Lesnar-Cena squash. It's not going to be my title match. And Reigns Orton, it's pretty sad because I know we did a reaction show with this. I'm sure Dylan Hells ripped it to shreds if he was on there. If he wasn't on our show, I'm sure he ripped it to shreds somewhere else. I don't remember this show. I remember Steph versus Brie Bella. Like, being really disappointed with that. Like, I remember this show being a huge disappointment overall. Am I wrong? Am I wrong, Dave?
Yeah, it wasn't really a great show. The one thing was is that Brock's domination of Cena in the world title match is pretty cool.
Yeah. I can't remember this show now. I'm going to have to go listen to the reaction show for this to remember my thoughts, because I honestly don't remember. I know I watched it. I know I did a podcast on it. I do not remember the show. What about you, Steve?
I really like the Rollins-Ambrose Lumberjack match. I know some people hate it because it's like the opposite of the WWE cage match between Brett and Owen, as in they just kind of completely ignore the rules. But because it's like a Dean Ambrose match, it kind of makes sense. And I thought it was really good. Rusev Swagger is really good in a flag match. I love the squash of Brock Lesnar on John Cena. And I think the Roman Reigns-Randy Orton one was like the first really good Roman Reigns singles match. And Stephanie Brie was pretty good too. So I think this was a good show overall. I just think people were mad that Brock didn't wrestle much as champion. So I think it kind of clouds over the show a little bit.
Maybe. Okay. Anything else to add, Dave?
No, that's it.
God, you're such a man of many words, you know?
Yeah, no, I think I really don't see anything from that show getting on if I'm going to be trying to do it in 10 matches. So.
Okay. I think Rusev's going to make it onto I'm the biggest Russo mark there is, so, you know, I'm sure other people argue that they're the biggest Rusev mark. But
did you say Rusev or Russo?
Definitely Rusev. Okay, Russo is a blight on the world of wrestling. So, anyway, guys, let's take a few minutes here for a commercial break. When we come back, me and the two Canadians are going to run down our all-time Super SummerSlam cards, and then we'll talk about whose cards we like the best. And you know, maybe Steven will make a Fat Man card, maybe not. And we'll have Dave Musgrave's all-time opener card. And Graham's all-time worst card, which will be also his best card. So, anyway, you're listening to the Place to Be Nation. When we come back, you'll hear some more of the show. God, that's a horrible outro. All right, cut.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes and PlaceToBeNation.com. You can check out myself and Scott Criscolo on The Mothership, The Place to Be Podcast, home of great interviews and our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. If you need your fix of current wrestling talk, we have plenty of options for you there, including Main Event, which features roundtable discussion led by PTBN analysts and special guests, our monthly pay-per-view reaction show, including immediate feedback and discussion for WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, and New Japan Super Show, and Wrestling with Optimism, which focuses on the positives of the business. Also, be sure to relive wrestling's past with Graham Cawthon's excellent exclusive History of Wrestling podcast, Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave's Wrestling Culture podcast, our monthly pay-per-view rewind roundtable series led by Ben Morse, and the Dangerous Alliance podcast starring myself and Pro Wrestling Only's Will, diving into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. Sports fans have plenty to dive into as well. We feature The Extra Point with Scott Criscolo and Dr. G, The Kings of Sport, featuring Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, The Sports Lounge, hosted by Cowboy and Cowboy Sr., as well as the NBA Team Podcast, which takes a year-round deep dive into pro hoops. PTBN also proudly features Richard and the Mailman Podcast, which specializes in the world of TV, thought leadership, anger, and irreverence. As mentioned, all these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. PTBN is also home to the tremendous in-depth features on pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments, and more. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and Fall River, Massachusetts, Scott Keats, RSPWFAQ.com blog, and Piledriver.net.
The Place to Be Nation and Pro Wrestling Only are proud to present the PWO-PTBN Podcast Network. Join us for a variety of great shows that explore all the facets of professional wrestling.
Join good old Will from Texas for our Place to Be Nation reaction shows, and Good Will Wrestling, which has been kicking since before JR had barbecue sauce.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play and join Chad and Parv as they discuss classic NWA and WCW pay-per-view.
And take in one of our newest podcasts, Exile on Bed Street, and allow Chris Zellner to give you a history lesson about important moments in wrestling's colorful past.
Listen to Johnny, Pete, Parv, and Kelly, the titans of wrestling, as they examine in depth the history of the WWF in the 1970s and 1980s.
And then there's Brainbuster, the wrestling game show, tag teams back again, the pro wrestling super show, the All Japan Excite series, and the Super Extreme Vault for some ECW, ECW.
You can hear all of these great podcasts and more on one feed. Remember, PWO, PTBN Podcast Network, part of the Place to Be Nation family. Okay, Place to Be Nation, we're back on Goodwill Wrestling, and right now, me and a couple of Canadians are constructing the best SummerSlam cards of all time. Alright, just a real quick reminder, the rules, you can only use one you can only use a wrestler once, you can only use a title once, and if you want to use more than one match from the same card, that is fine. What were some of the other Texas Tornado rules we added in, Musgrave?
Pretty much, you guys have to stick to those rules, and I can pretty much pick every match I want.
Fair enough. All right.
Do Dave first. I need a second. I realized the mistake I had on the card.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay. Well, I'm going to go first because it's my show. So I get that. So, guys, what I'm going to do is I didn't try and just load it up on star power so much as I tried to make it a good card with peaks and valleys here. Okay. And so we're going to start off with one of the hottest openers in SummerSlam history, Kurt Angle versus
Ray. Are you doing your better card or your second best card first?
Oh, this number one card, man. This is the top card right here. This is, to me, this would be the best SummerSlam of all time. Okay. Or at least in the sense that it really builds and it has really super memorable moments to it. So I'm going Kurt Angle versus Rey Mysterio as my opener. Nice hot opener. Then I'm following that up with X-Pac versus Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett gets his hair shaved from SummerSlam 98. Then we bring out the Hitman. You know, he's on the bottom of the card. You know, you fold that paper in half, he's on the bottom half here. Bret Hart versus Doink and Jerry Lawler in a super memorable angle. Then we're going with a couple of legends, Ric Flair versus Mick Foley in the I Quit match. I don't even know if I like that match, but it has
Ric Flair. It's really good.
Yeah, so, and it was a good feud. Then I'm going TLC for the tag titles, Edge and Christian versus Dudleys versus the Hardys. And then I'm going to do a little intermission, you know, clean up the garbage from the TLC match, maybe do some backstage interviews or something. Then we're going to have Rusev versus Jack Swagger in the flag match to kind of kick us off for the second half. After the flag match, we're going to have Virgil versus Ted DiBiase. Super memorable moment. Virgil wins the $1 million belt. Then we're going to have Ultimate Warrior winning back the Intercontinental title from Rick Rude. Okay. And what Steven just said was probably Ultimate Warrior's best match up to this point. Right, Steven?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, then...
That was me who said that. But.
Oh, okay. Well,
all the Canadians sound the same, I guess.
They all sound the same to me, man. All sound the same. Eating your ketchup potato chips and counting your dualies. Anyway. And no surprise here, the top two matches, and I know Steven said this, which he considered number one and two as the best matches in SummerSlam history, Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk in the No DQ match, followed up with the main event, Daniel Bryan versus John Cena versus John Cena for the world title. And so that's my ultimate SummerSlam. And so, Musgrave, what did you come up with?
I came up with an opener of Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Yokozuna. I'll put that in as my regular opener.
Is that your free-for-all match? You can have it as your free-for-all.
That is my free-for-all match, then. Then I have... Sorry, I'm just going to add another match in since I get to play with the rules like that.
What the fuck? We're on the air, man.
On air typing. Then my opener is Rey Mysterio versus Kurt Angle, followed up by Rick Martel and the Rujos. Tito Santana and the Rockers. Then going with what is probably, I'd say, a show that's renowned for having intercontinental title matches, and probably what the best one is Bret Hart versus British Bulldog. Then I'm going to go with Tatanka and the Smoking Guns versus Bam Bam Bigelow and the Head Shrinkers. Little Mankind versus Undertaker Boiler Room Brawl. TLC with Edge and Christian versus the Hardys versus the Dudleys. The match that I just managed to sneak in there due to my free-for-all rule is Jerry Lawler versus Jake Roberts.
What basically, the hell? Oh, man.
I get to get both of them in there. Got to get Jerry Lawler making fun of Jake Roberts' wife, saying that she's nothing that a light switch and a six-pack won't fix. You know, that kind of stuff is always fun.
Holy shit.
Last three matches. Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage versus Andre the Giant and Ted DiBiase. Then going, apparently Will and I think alike, because I went with Brock Lesnar and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan versus John Cena with Randy Orton being a dick.
Oh my goodness. Hold on here. What did you have in between Mankind, Taker, and Lawler's Jake?
TLC.
TLC.
I love it. I'd watch that show. I'd watch it.
Well, yeah, I would too, but in no way is it the best fucking SummerSlam of all time, that's for sure. Holy shit.
Let's see what you think of my other one.
Oh, God. Okay. That is so fucking nuts. Oh, man. Okay. Steven.
All right. You want the serious card, not the supersized.
Well, could it really be a serious card with you involved? Come on.
It is. I think this is a great card.
Okay,
so,
let's go.
Okay, for the opener, we have Tajiri and X-Pac. They're unifying the cruiserweight and the light heavyweight title in a fun opener. And then to keep the energy going, we have the Rougeaus and Martel versus the Rockers and Tito from 89. Then we throw an RIC title match with Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, that's a really good match. So, and you get Warrior on the show, which is really fun.
So nobody picked the Warrior Honky Tonk as their memorable moment or their IC title. Huh, interesting.
No. We follow that up with the Flair Foley I Quit Brawl. And then before intermission, we have Hulk Hogan beating Earthquake by a countout. And we got our little intermission. We come back from intermission. We have the Lion's Den.
You know, I should have put Hogan versus Earthquake in mine instead of Flair Foley. But okay, go. But I'm not going to. Flair Foley stuck. No Hogan Earthquake. Keep going. What do we got next?
We had our intermission. Then we were coming back from intermission with the Owen Hart Ken Shamrock Lion's Den. Nice high energy match there. Then we get our Demolition Hart Foundation tag match, which I love so much. And then the final three, I wanted to pick a different title match. So I went with what I thought was the second best title match in SummerSlam history with Angle versus Austin. And it's going third from the top because there's a screwy finish, so you can't send the home fans home that way. And then I agree, Lesnar versus Punk needs to be on there. But then again, the heels winning that one too. So to end the show, you need a big babyface moment. And what is more of a babyface moment than Rey Mysterio saving his kid from Eddie Guerrero by beating him in a ladder match to gain custody?
As the main event? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's the biggest feel-good moment in SummerSlam history. So you need to end the show that way.
And I'm just going to say it. My fucking SummerSlam smokes you, your guys' SummerSlam. I'm just gonna say that. I think my second SummerSlam is better than your guys' SummerSlam. Having said that, let's see. Okay, let's do my second SummerSlam. Dude. Yeah, I like mine better. I had the $1 million belt. Virgil versus DiBiase. That's a huge moment.
What are you gonna take off?
Neither of you picked Rusev versus Swagger.
Neither of you picked Eddie versus Ray in the ladder match, which is so great.
Aha, but in my second one, I did.
Okay.
You know what's surprising? What interests me a lot is none of us picked HBK versus Razor for the IC title match.
Yeah, and that's like top three, top four matches.
Yeah.
SummerSlam.
I mean, we left out a lot of good to great matches in this, you know. So
it's hard. The rules make it difficult. Like, you could do an all ladder match show.
You really could. Yeah, we could do an all intercontinental title gauntlet match show.
Yeah, Yeah, and that'd be a great, great show. So.
Might have to get creative there. Well, okay, here's my second card, okay? And I'm not using any of the matches from the first one. And to be fair, I'm dogging all shows, but I used a lot of those matches. So they're there. All right. And just give you a hint, my show's going to take place in Wembley Stadium in 1992, okay? So there you go. First, we're going to do RVD versus Jeff Hardy for the Hardcore title. In 1992 at Wembley. All right, and Jeff Hardy is going to leap from the top of Wembley into a fishbowl. All right. Then I got the Smoking Guns at Tatanka versus Bigelow and the Head Shrinkers following it up. Then I put a couple of hosses in there to just beat on each other, Mark Henry versus Sheamus. Then I put in that feel-good ladder match, Ray versus Eddie.
There you go.
And then before intermission, I got the Undertaker versus Edge Hell in the Cell, which, Steven, you're not a fan of, but which got really rave reviews at the time. Then when we come back from intermission, or the match that you can show in the parking lot of Wembley while they're taking the cell down, I'm doing Ken Shamrock versus Owen Hart in the Lion's Den, okay? Then I'm not putting on a great match next, but a real super memorable SummerSlam moment. We're doing the Jailhouse match with Big Bob and the Mountie, right? And then that way we can do some vignettes in between the three main events.
Well, then he has to go to a British jail.
Yeah, dude, they're going to have like their little Doc Martin boots and Bobby sticks and all that stuff too. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's fun.
Okay. And then we're going to have Hogan versus HBK, with HBK bouncing around for Hogan.
I hate this show.
trust me. Nobody's going to hate this show as much as we're going to hate your show. Then my world title match for this show, and because it's a bullshit finish, it's not going to close the show, Angle versus Austin. And, of course, we're going to end it with Bulldog versus Brett for the IC title. And so how are you going to hate a show with fucking matches that you pick from your fucking show?
Because it's got that stinky Hell in the Cell in it.
One Hell in the Cell, which you don't like.
And then Shawn Michaels.
But yeah, everything else you fucking like pick, plus Sheamus Henry, plus Hardy, plus Boss Man Mountie. Give me a break, I hate.
Maybe I'll take up smoking so I can take some smoking breaks.
This would by far be the best SummerSlam of all time if it was a real show. Having said that, let's go back, do our rounds again. Steven, do your Fat Man show.
All right. And this show has to take place on the moon because the gravity is a little bit lighter, and that's the only way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's the only way they can contain so much weight in one place is if the gravity is lighter. So as the opener, you have the Dudleys containing Bubba and Devon versus Kidman, London, and Ray.
Oh my God, a fun opener. Okay.
Then we got the women's title match with Bill Nakano versus Alundra Blaze. We followed it up with some great comedy as Dusty Rhodes beats up the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, Christ.
We followed that up with Taker versus A-Train. And then, before intermission...
Taker versus Kamala.
I like A-Train better.
Okay. But, I'm just looking at fat dudes.
Yeah, I debated it, but I went with the train. And then we have Hogan versus Earthquake, where Hogan wins by a count out before the intermission, like my big show.
Just like your real show.
We come back, and we have the Legion of Doom taking on the Godwins in a fun brawl. Then we have the ECW champion Big Show squashing Sabu through a bunch of tables.
Oh, Christ.
Then we have another count-out finish as Mark Henry beat Sheamus.
Okay, so now you put my Mark Henry match on your show.
Yeah, I love that match. Then we have the ultimate Fat Man match. You know what? I'm gonna do a switcheroo right here. So next up, the semi-main. Lex Luger taking
on. So hold on. So you're going to have in fine print cards subject to change, and you're going to call an audible in the middle of the show.
We're going to switch the main event and the semi-main. They're just going to.
Oh, okay. No problem.
So the semi-main is now going to be Lex Luger beating Yokozuna by a count-out. so that's three count-out victories on this show. And then we ended up with the ultimate Fat Man match as Andre the Giant teams with the Twin Towers to take on Demolition and Jim Duggan.
Oh.
And we end the show with Smash body slamming both the Twin Towers.
That is the worst fucking card of all time. Okay, to be fair, not as bad as this past Triple Mania.
That's okay? True.
It was not as bad as Triple Mania. I will give you that. Musgrave, God forbid. What do you have for us, man?
I am just going to add in one quick audible here while I'm thinking about it. Okay. So... my opener is Kurt Von Erich, David Boy Smith, and Ricky Steamboat versus Power and Glory and the Warlord.
Okay, I actually considered putting that, but I already picked that match.
Yeah. I'm going to go to my tag title match yet and have next and have the Steiners versus the Heavenly Bodies. I didn't consider LOD versus Nasty Boys, but decided to mix it up a bit because I am Canadian after all.
True.
Yeah.
Next match is Ric Flair versus Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I have Jeff Hardy versus RVD versus for the hardcore title.
Why did you put it in that order?
Cause I'm kind of going random.
Oh, okay. You're like, because I just thought of it on the fly, motherfucker. That's why.
X-Pac versus Jeff Jarrett, the hair versus hair match that I was quite a fan.
Like it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. You get to throw in a good gimmick match there. Then I throw in Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero to bring it up to a real peak for the intermission, you know, because I'm going to throw in the 1988 style intermission as well. Then I'm going to have, coming back from the break, the Natural Disasters versus the Bushwhackers with Andre the Giant in their corner.
Oh my God.
I considered that match from a Batman show.
Y'all are horrible.
But I needed Earthquake somewhere else.
In my sneaky way of sneaking in an 11th match, last time I used the free-for-all, this time I get to use my forfeit match and have Queen Cherry versus Sapphire in an in-memoriam match. Then we have Big Boss Man versus the Mountie.
Oh,
then
man.
Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect for the IC title.
Okay.
Followed by one that I seem to be the only person picking it, and that's The Rock versus Brock Lesnar for the world title from SummerSlam.
I'll give you this. Your card is better than Steven's Fat Man Moon card.
It doesn't weigh as much.
It does not weigh as much. That is true. But it's better than that one. But Christ. I'm shocked you didn't put some more garbage on there, man. I was really expecting you to sneak in like Dusty versus Honky or something, you know?
You know what?
Dino Bravo match or something.
You know what? This game would actually work well with a 12 match show.
Yeah. Why don't you throw in just to have a shit show that's worse than Stevens? Why don't you throw in Dino Bravo versus Don Morocco from 1988?
The reason I'm not going to throw that in is because I'm going to throw in Camp Terror versus Bad News Brown.
I was going to throw in the Brother of Love show with Jim Duggan as a guest from 88.
There you go. Oh, man. I actually considered on one of my cards putting in the HBK versus a Jericho showdown where Jericho punches HBK's wife in the face. But I thought that'd be too misogynist. I might get some complaints from parents. So anyway... Okay, so anyway, if you listen to this show, feel free to give us feedback. Let us know which show you like the best. It has to be mine. There's no fucking way. I mean, actually, there are a lot of people with shitty wrestling who want to watch wrestling on the moon. So that
people forget if you buy a ticket for mine, you get a free ticket ride to the moon. So.
Yeah,
and if you watch my show, you get to see Bossman versus Mountie leading into Bret versus Perfect leading into Rock versus Lesnar. So.
But just think, if you're watching the show on the moon, there's no smoke breaks, you can't eat, you have to piss and shit where you sit because, well, you know, you're in a spacesuit. It's gonna be kind of fucking awkward. I mean, dude, it's gonna be awkward.
Yeah. but
it's an awkward original name.
Okay. Anyway, let's get this back on track. So if you made it through the show, let us know whose card you like the best or don't. It's okay, because if you really like Stevens better, I'm going to lose
faith. I found a free-for-all match for my Fat Man show.
Oh, Christ, what?
We got a Skull and Eight Ball versus Justin Bradshaw and Vader from 98.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, stop. We're done. We're fucking done here. All right, guys, I want to thank a couple of Canadians for popping in tonight. No more Canadians. I'm done. I banned Canadians from my show from here on out. Except for you, Musgrave. You have to have another show with me. Shut up. That one will probably air before this one, and I'll pretend that this show never happened on the next one. Anyway, and Graham, thanks a lot. It'll be real fun when we do this again for our All Survivor Series cards.
That's going to be really hard because of the elimination matches.
But we also might shorten the card down to like 6 or 8 matches too.
I know my main event.
Oh my God.
For that.
Okay. But yeah, guys, I want to thank you for joining the Goodwill Wrestling SummerSlam Week podcast experience. It's been a blast. Everyone out there, make sure you check out the other shows I did this week. I should have one show every day. I mean, we're going to have the best SummerSlam of all time show. We'll have SummerSlam versus the Great American Bash show. Me and JR doing the Dangerous Alliance. I'll be on the main event with my buddy Scott. We'll have Mr. SummerSlam, the big ROH versus NXT show where we tell you where you should spend your money. And, of course, we'll have the what's it called? Oh, yeah, the reaction shows for NXT and SummerSlam. We might even do an ROH reaction show. That's still up in the air. But we're definitely doing one for NXT and one for SummerSlam. So make sure you check out all the podcasts on the Place to Be Network. Check out Steven's Super Wrestling Show, All Japan Excite Series, ECW show that he does.
This Week in Wrestling.
This Week in Wrestling with Pete, who is drinking tonight, drinking on a weeknight. I think the term for that is alcoholic. Anyway, and then Dave.
He was from Texas.
I think the term for you is apparently stability, since it's not a weeknight.
Dude.
Oh, wait, it is near for 10 podcast world. I'm sorry.
You fucking dumb. You ruined the gimmick, motherfucker. They don't need to know that this was recorded like 4 days before it aired. Anyway, all right, whatever.
And you're predicting his drinking.
That's true. No, it would be in the past. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, Musgrave, what's going on wrestling culture world?
We're hoping to do a show sometime soon. We haven't really. We did a show recently, with Jimmy Rave, which was actually I'd say probably one of my favorite shows we did in a long time. And I think we'd like to start doing some interviews more like that once in a while. And we did one on the Bushwhackers as well. And we're always open for show ideas. So
excellent. All right, man. Well, I want to thank both of y'all with all sincerity, even if you are Canadian, for doing the show. And everyone else who was listening, I want to thank you. Stay tuned for more shows on the Place to Be Nation, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
City, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like we need, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match yet. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.